Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13. I'd like for us to consider verses 15 and 16. Hebrews 13, verse 15. The Scripture says, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." Let's pray together. Our Father, this evening we thank You for this privilege to assemble ourselves together in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, we ask Your blessing upon the Word. We ask that You would cause us to hear. Give us understanding. Lord, help us to worship. We ask these things for Christ's sake. Amen. If there's anything that a believer truly desires, what he needs, what he actually wants, and what he truly does, is he wants, to number one, he wants to worship God. He wants to worship the Lord. He wants to hear of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to bow. And he wants to know what pleases God. What pleases the Lord? He's a just God, holy, merciful, long-suffering. He's fair. He's God. I know that He will in no wise clear the guilty. I know that Almighty God is going to deal with sin. But tell me what pleases God. Tell me how the Lord Himself has set forth to His people what He is pleased with. I know this, that we are in ourselves sinners. And I know that without Him, we can do nothing. I know that we have no confidence whatsoever in our flesh. I know that Almighty God is going to have to deal with our rebellion as we were born in Adam. Thanks be unto God, verse 10 says, we have an altar whereof they, that is, those that are of the works of the law, have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. Our altar is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And I know this. I know God's pleased with Him. I know that. He said that in His baptism. He said that on the Mount of Transfiguration. This is My beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. You hear Him. Well, knowing that we have an altar, and that altar is pleasing before God Almighty, I want to know this. What are we to do? Well, the Scripture says in verse 13, let us go forth, therefore, unto Him. Without the camp of this world's religion, bearing His reproach, this world hates Him. This world and its religion hates sovereign grace. They hate the God of all grace. We're not all working for the same thing. We're not all part of one big wheel and a lot of different spokes. It all goes to the hub. And no. We ought to come out from among them and to be separate, saith the Lord. We don't hear this world's religion. So we go unto Him, the one whom God Almighty is pleased. And now, we see in verse 15, by Him, that is by our altar, by the one who has borne the reproach of His people, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Now here, the Holy Spirit sets forth that which is acceptable and pleasing. A sacrifice. Two sacrifices spoken of in these two passages right here. Two sacrifices of which God is pleased with in His people. But I want you to notice now, let's just be real clear why God is pleased with the sacrifices of His people. By Him. By Him. You take those two words out, and there's not a thing in the world we can say. God is not pleased with any man born in Adam apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. By Him, who is our altar, who is our sacrifice, who is our priest, let us offer the adoration of our hearts and the devotion of our lives to God in Christ, frail creatures as we are. And we admit, Jared, of ourselves, we know what we are. Paul the Apostle says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, there dwelleth no good thing, but in Him. In Him. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Offering that sacrifice of praise in our heart, blessing and praising the God of all grace continually. What do you mean? I mean in good times and bad times. What we call good times, bad times. In adversity, affliction, reproaches, persecution, we ever have reason to bless the Lord. To thank Him. He's the one that never leaves. Never forsakes. Psalm 51:17 says, the sacrifices of God. Now this is what God's pleased with. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite, crushed heart, that is, over the presence of sin, of what we see in ourselves. This is what God's pleased with. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, Thou wilt not despise. You will not disesteem. The Lord made that heart. God Almighty gave that new mind, that new heart, that new spirit. And when we experience the pain of indwelling sin, and we behold by faith the payment made for that sin, the sacrifice paid by the Lord Jesus Christ in His shed blood. And by that same God-given faith, we lift our souls unto Him in thanksgiving. With that, God is well pleased. I know that every believer in this room tonight would readily admit, I don't thank Him as I should. I don't thank Him as I desire to. And I know I don't thank Him as I will. But a believer thanks Him. and grieves over his lack of thanksgiving. Is it not so with you? A heart crushed because of indwelling sin is a fragrant heart to the Lord. Mr. Spurgeon said this, "Never yet has God spurned a lowly, weeping penitent." Never. This is the life of a believer. They grieve over indwelling sins. So we truly offer by Him and to Him the sacrifice of praise. He, by grace, has granted a divine knowledge of what we are as being born in Adam. Paul, in Romans chapter 7, thanked God that the Lord had revealed that to him. I thank God that in me, that is, with my mind, I serve the law of God, but in my flesh, he was still thanking God. I thank God that I know that I serve the law of sin. God makes His people to know what they are. He came into this world to save sinners, and He's going to reveal to them that that's what they are. The Lord Himself has washed us from the guilt, from our debt of sin by His own blood, sealed us by His Holy Spirit, robed us in His righteousness, and shall surely bring us to Himself to eternally live with Him. Oh, the praise that is due His name. Psalm 50:23 says, "Whoso offereth praise," that is adoration and confession and thanksgiving. When we talk about praise, that's those three words right there, adoration and confession. "Whoso confesseth these sins," there's not a person in this room tonight that can confess them all. But here's what we do. We admit what we are. Adoration, confession, and thanks. "He whoso offereth praise glorifieth," that is, continually honors me. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. For our sakes, Almighty God, God the Son, took upon Himself the form of a servant made under the law, bore our guilt in His own body, forsaken of God for us, suffered, died in our stead by Him, because of Him, for His sake, for His honor. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise. He is the way. He's not a way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. I tell you, a believer can no more approach Almighty God without Christ than an unbeliever can. That's what He told His disciples, "Without me," He was talking to His own, "you can do nothing." His mediation, we looked at this. Turn with me again to Revelation 8. I think this is one of the most precious passages of Scripture. Why you struggle, and you that know Him, I know you do. I know you do. You struggle to pray. You try to pray. And I said a few weeks ago, in that feeble effort, you wonder, am I even praying? Mind wanders. You're ashamed. You think back, where was I? And that next thought in my mind, I come back to this Scripture so many times, "Lord, if you should mark iniquity, Lord, if you counted this to my charge, who could stand?" Here is his mediation. Revelation 8:1, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Whenever we as his people approach God, desiring to pray, wanting to pray, needing to pray, and whenever we approach God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, realize that in our frailty, His intercession is mingled with the prayers of the saints. And by Him, Almighty God accepts our petitions. He hears us for Christ's sake. He is in reality taking the sacrifice of our praise and presents it to the Father in the sweet fragrance of His merit and His perfection. And we're heard. God Almighty hears by Him, back in Hebrews, our sacrifice of continual praise is accepted by God. You know, when you stop and think about that, you think, what do I have to be proud of? In myself, nothing. Nothing. I am a frail creature, but oh, the one that speaks for me. The one in whom I'm found, by Him, let us offer sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. You know, Isaiah 6:5, Isaiah was, in the year the king Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. And Isaiah revealed that he lived in the midst of an unclean people. His lips were unclean, not fit or willing to give thanks, praise, and adoration unto the Lord. And Isaiah said, woe is me. I'm undone. I'm cut off. I'm a man of unclean lips, defiled and polluted. That's a believer's admittance. That's what a believer will say. This is the way I am. I know what my mouth is like. And we're made sensitive in regenerating grace by God's mercy to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as that seraphim came, took the tong, took the coal, that cinder off that altar and touched Isaiah's lips, setting forth the application of the blood of Christ, the knowledge of being cleansed by the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, and being assured that our debt had been paid and that there was peace before God Almighty, and being assured that our iniquity has been pardoned, sin has been purged, Isaiah spoke with lips of praise and thanksgiving. Let us, therefore, by Him, give thanks for that which we never asked for, never thought to ask for. Electing and redeeming and regenerating grace. What sinner ever thought of that before God Almighty gave him a new heart? We've got reason to thank the Lord. By Him, we give thanks to His name. Secondly, verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Now, this last verse deals with ministering to one another. The first 15 was our giving thanks and praise and adoration unto the Lord by and in the Lord Jesus Christ. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks for that which He's done for us. This second sacrifice here has to deal with our dealings with believers, other people in this world. It's the conduct that God's people have with one another as the Spirit of God has wrought mercy and grace in their heart. To do good and to communicate. What do you mean? Just are you talking? No. To do good and communicate, this is to say, be not forgetful to impart to others according to their need. This communication right here, it's not just talking to one another. That it is to see and to share and to help with those that God has caused to cross your path. What the Lord has blessed His people with is still the Lord's. You know, we've got this attitude, well, I've worked hard for this, and that's good. We ought to. I work hard for this, and this is mine. I've earned this, and I deserve this. Well, let me read you this verse, Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. We just sang a song, Gary, talking about as long as you lend me breath. I thought about that when we sang that. As long as the Lord lends me breath. He just loaned me a breath of air. And I'm telling you, the moment He withholds His air, I'm gone. I'm standing here before you and you're sitting there listening by the grace of God. We have what we have by God's grace. Now this is what's pleasing to the Lord. That we not forget to communicate and to do good toward others. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Almighty God has made His people to be that way. He's given them a heart to thank Him and to communicate to others the love of the brethren. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. You have love one for another. 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. Last passage here. 1 John 3:17. We talk about loving the Lord, and God's people do. 1 John 3:17. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Sacrifices, my beloved, that God is well pleased with. He's well pleased with the sacrifice of our lips, the giving praise unto the Lord by Christ. And also, by Christ, by Him, not forgetting to be mindful, to do good, and to communicate, to share, to be aware. Our Lord was the one Scripture revealed. It said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. That's His nature, the nature of giving. Lord calls us to be mindful of these sacrifices in which You're well pleased. For Christ's sake, amen. All right, Brother Gary.